Phoenix FM at Standen Calling, and we're here not backstage, we're actually here sort of out in the open at the Mudlark stand with Vic. Hello, Vic.
Hello, lovely to be back.
Yes. Yeah, now we spoke this time last year and you had a lot planned because Mudlark's Garden is the charity project that's, I'll leave you to describe exactly what it is.
So we're a charity in Hartford and we support adults who've got learning difficulties. So we've got a large allotment site, a cafe, and then the big news since last year is that we have started up a forest school.
And there's other big news since last year as well, because you're getting some acknowledgement of all the effort that's going in, aren't you?
We are. We've had some awards this year. The local award we got Love Hartford Award this year for our community work. But the big news this year was that we were recognised by the Queen and we got a Queen's Award for voluntary services.
And I mean, did this come out of the blue or is it something that, because you don't do it for that sort of thing, do you? But it really is a pat on the back for everyone involved.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So you have to be nominated by one of your volunteers. Right. So it was one of our autistic gardeners who nominated us. He wrote the proposal and then that's assessed, obviously, nationally. And we won an award.
And is it already there? It's up on the wall, is it?
Yeah, no, it's already there. So I went with Adam, the gardener. We went to Buckingham Palace together, which was a fabulous day. And then at our AGM, we received the actual Crystal Award.
And I mean, that's not why you're doing it, but it's just great that there's this acknowledgement of what's going on. Because, I mean, how long ago were you formed?
So we were set up 11 years ago. So it is, it's really lovely. It's lovely for all our volunteers to really, because it's about them and it shows them that what they're doing is making a difference and it is valued, and it's not just valued locally, but it's sort of set an example nationally for how we should support people with learning disabilities.
And if you get a spark of an idea and you think, oh, this should work, and if there are other organisations just starting off, that they've got not a blueprint to follow, but your example, I mean, then you must get people asking from all over the country.
We do. Yeah. So we're part of a national community gardens network and we get a lot of people coming to us asking for advice, which of course we're very happy to give, because there's no point in anyone reinventing policies and things. You know, we share everything we've got and more than happy to support community gardens and cafes and other projects around the country.
So the community garden's on, the cafe is open to anyone who wants to come along, and I can imagine that grows week on week, doesn't it, in terms of your clientele?
Yeah, no, it certainly does. And as more people hear about it, we're quite unique because we don't just work with people who have learning disabilities and employ people who have learning disabilities. We're also vegetarian, we're vegan, we're gluten-free, and there's quite a big move at the moment towards sort of thinking more about what you eat, thinking more about the environment. We grow as much as we can on the allotment, so we have low food miles. So yeah, we're ticking a lot of nice boxes at the moment.
And it must take some organisation, because you're, for want of a better word, the boss, aren't you really?
Yeah, it does take a bit of organising, but I have got a fabulous team and it is really lovely. And I think that's another significant thing that sort of happened, is that we've grown into this amazing team. We've got 37 staff now, so it is quite a team, and everyone is all working with exactly the same purpose in mind. You know, it's all about, you know, helping people, supporting people, improving not just individuals' lives, but helping the whole families, you know, and really creating this community network.
And I mean, if people want to find out any more, they look for Mudlark's Garden, don't they?
Yeah, so you can find us online. We're also on all the sort of social media platforms as well, so yeah.
And also, I mean, people who don't know anything about it, they're here at Standen Calling this weekend. You're putting flowers on people's faces.
We are. So we have been growing flowers, harvesting flowers and pressing them. And then we can decorate your faces, give you necklaces, all made out of flowers. Obviously, all very eco-friendly and looks beautiful.
Thank you so much for talking to us. And we should see you next year.
Lovely. Thank you.